it. Just allow yourself to be as lazy as you want to be. Listening quietly to the sound of my voice. And while you're listening quietly to the sound of my voice, concentrating for a few moments on your breathing. Breathing slowly and steadily, just as though you were sound asleep, or pretending to be sound asleep, and imagining, perhaps, just how comfortable you might look while you're relaxing there. Using the power of your mind to see yourself in your mind's eye, and then using the power of your mind to do whatever has to happen to make you look even more relaxed, and still thinking about your breathing, making quite sure that each breath in lasts the same length of time as the last breath in. And each breath outwards lasts the same length of time as the last breath out. Even though each breath in will probably be shorter than each breath out. And while you're thinking about your breathing, noticing, perhaps, the weight of your head against the back of the chair, and still listening quietly to the sound of my voice. And while you're listening quietly to the sound of my voice, it may be that you'll become aware that you've forgotten to think about your breathing. But that's all right. You can just simply start thinking about your breathing again while you're listening quietly to the sound of my voice and what I'm saying to you here. And in psychology, there's a rule called 7 plus or minus 2. And that means that most people can think of 7 things all at once, plus or minus 2. So you should be able to think of at least 5 things all at the same time. The sound of my voice, the steadiness of your breathing, the weight of your head against the back of the chair, and how you might look from the outside. And that's 4 things. So you can think of those 4 things while you're listening to the sound of the music I'm playing in the background. So that's 5 things now. And I wonder if you can think about those 5 things and then at the same time notice the way your feet feel on the footrest of the chair. And perhaps how your arms feel. And that's 7 things now. The sound of my voice, the weight of your head against the back of the chair, the music playing in the background, the way you look while you're relaxing, and your breathing, and your arms, and your feet. And I wonder if you can now add an 8th thing to all of that. I wonder if your mind is powerful enough to think of 7 plus 1 things, adding in, perhaps, an awareness of the temperature of the room, and then just testing to see whether you can add yet another input to your senses, so that you're thinking of 9 things all at once. That's 7 plus 2. thinking about all those 8 inputs to your senses, and then maybe adding an awareness of the way your eyes feel while you're thinking about all of those other things. The weight of your head, your breathing, the music in the background, how you look from the outside, the temperature of the room, your feet on the footrest, your arms, the sound of my voice, and how your eyes feel. The weight of your head, your breathing, the music in the background, how you look from the outside, temperature of the room, your feet on the footrest, your arms, the sound of my voice, and how your eyes feel. And of course, when anybody thinks of all these things, what they are really doing is scanning around them one after the other, very quickly. So quickly, it feels as if you're thinking about them all at once. And in the world of computers, that would be called time sharing. Sharing your available resources between the different tasks you're attempting to perform all at once. And that's why some people can think of only 5 things. Because it's the limit of their memory, while others can actually think of 9 things. And I wonder how well your memory is working as you struggle to remember those 9 things. The weight of your head, your breathing, the music in the background, how you look from the outside, temperature of the room, your feet on the footrest, your arms, the sound of my voice, and how your eyes feel. And now you can think of how good it will feel when you simply allow yourself to think of only the most important thing of all. Concentrating all your energies onto that one most important thing of all, which is going to be so easy to think of now that you are going to allow yourself to think of only one thing instead of 9. And that one thing is how good it feels to think of only one thing, thinking how relaxed you can be now. That you're only thinking of how relaxed you might like to be. Relaxing in your mind and in your body. No need to think anything at all, really. No need to do anything. Nobody wanting anything and nobody expecting anything. And absolutely nothing whatsoever for you to do, except to relax. Just keep drifting down. Just let yourself go completely. You want so bad just to let go. Feeling so wonderful. Letting go. Drifting, relaxing. Continue enjoying this pleasant experience as your subconscious mind is receiving everything I tell you, and you will be pleased by the way you automatically respond to everything I say. In a moment, I'm going to relax you more completely. In a moment, I'm going to begin counting backwards from 10 to 1. The moment I say the number 10, you will allow your eyelids to remain closed. The moment I say the number 10, you will, in your mind's eye, see yourself at the top of a small set of stairs. The moment I say the number 9, any traditional number, you will simply move down those stairs, relaxing more completely. At the base of the stairs is a large feather bed with a comfortable feather pillow. The moment I say the number 1, you will simply sink into that bed, resting your head on that feather pillow. Number 10, eyes closed at the top of those stairs. 10, 9, relaxing and letting go. 9, 8, sinking into a more comfortable, calm, peaceful position. 7, 6, going way down. 5, moving down those stairs, relaxing more completely. 4, 3, breathe in deeply. 2, on the next number, number 1, simply sinking into that bed, becoming more calm, more peaceful, more relaxed. 1, sinking into that feather bed. Let every muscle go limp and loose as you sink into a more calm, peaceful state of relaxation. that simple soothing phrase will be the signal for your eyelids to close down and for you to go right back into this pleasant state of deep hypnosis. That phrase will even work over an instant messenger. So just imagine yourself sitting in front of your computer and imagine me typing that phrase. When I type that phrase, the same thing will happen. You will see it. You will immediately drop into the state you're in now. So imagine yourself sitting in front of your computer and seeing the phrase. And imagine yourself falling instantly, very, very deep, deep into hypnosis. Because that's what you want to happen. You really want this phrase to work. You want this phrase to be able to put you deep. You really want it to work. And you will find out that it does work. That it is working. And you will be pleasantly surprised that it's working. Okay. Now I'm going to count from 1 to 5. At the count of 5, your eyes will open and you will be awake, feeling calm, rested, refreshed, relaxed. Alright, 1. Slowly, calmly, easily you're returning to your full awareness once again. 2. Each muscle and nerve in your body is loose and limp and relaxed, and you feel wonderfully good. 3. From head to toe, you are feeling perfect in every way. Physically perfect, mentally perfect, emotionally calm and serene. On the number 4, your eyes begin to feel sparkling clear. On the next number I count, eyelids open, fully aware, feeling calm, rested, refreshed, relaxed, invigorated, full of energy. Number 5, you're fully aware now, eyelids open. Take a good, deep breath, fill up your lungs, and stretch. Hopefully you enjoy this. Thank you.